Welcome back. We are up to the final Mishnah, Maseches Pesachim, Perek Yud, Mishnah Tesh, Chapter 10, Mishnah 9 of Maseches Pesachim. Says the Mishnah, HaPesach Achar Chatzos, that HaPesach Achar Chatzos Mitzamei Es Hayadayim. Any meat that is left over from the Pesach offering after midnight, after Chatzos, when it can no longer be eaten, it makes the hands tamei that touch it, because it's considered nosar. HaPigol V'hanosar Mitzamei Es Hayadayim. And when it comes to Pigol is when an individual has a korban, that is an offering that is brought, and the Kohen who does the service with the animal with the wrong intent, and specifically the intent that he has is it would be eaten after the time that it's allowed to be eaten, and so you have that specific machshava, that specific intent, and so that's pigol. And then nosar is when you have an individual that has something that's left over. So the rule is again that pigol and nosar make the hands that touch them tummy. Beirach birkas haPesach. If someone said the bracha of the korban Pesach, pater es shel zevach, then he exempted himself from having to say the bracha of the chagiga offering. The bracha of the Pesach offering covers both the chagiga and the Pesach. Beirach es shel zevach, but if he said the bracha of the chagiga offering, lo pater es shel Pesach, he hasn't exempted himself from saying the bracha on the Pesach offering. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel says, Rabbi Akiva omer lo zo pater zo. The blessing of this one does not exempt the other one. Lo zo pater zo, and the blessing of this one does not exempt the other one. Each one requires their own independent brachos because they are their own independent mitzvahs. And with that, Hadran Allah, Maseches Pesachim, V'slik Allah, we will, God willing, come back to Maseches Pesachim. But now we continue with Maseches Shkalim. Says the Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 1, Mishnah 1 of Maseches Shkalim. Be'echad ba'adar mashmin al ha-shkalim be'al ha-kilayim. That on the first of Adar, the Beis Din will proclaim and say that when it comes to collecting the shkalim, that it's time to begin collecting them. Meaning that the machs, the shekel, the half shekel that would be given to the Beis HaMikdash by every adult male, the time is coming to that you'll have to give it up. And they would also say that regarding the obligation of uprooting kilayim, which are things of like the different plants that are growing with one another, so the time is going to come that you're going to have to uproot these things. And on the 15th of the month of Adar, on the 15th of the month, the Megillah is read in the cities that have walls, and they also repair the roads that had damage done to them in the winter, and they can repair the streets, and they repair all the different pathways that they're going to have to deal with, this time they basically do anything that's necessary for the Tzarchei HaRabim. Umitzainin es hakvaros, and they mark off the graves, that the graves markers went away, or they were washed away. Af al hakilayim, and the mishulachim, the agents that go out from the Beis Din, would go and inspect the fields for different kinds of food crops that were mixed, and to determine whether or not the farmers properly uprooted them like they were warned about in the first of the month, and if they found them, then they would go ahead and uproot them themselves. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Aleph. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Beis, but for now, have a wonderful day.